RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock here on a beautiful Saturday as we start in April. It's live, Tee to Green on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, a little under the weather this week. He'll be back with us next Saturday, but we're excited to be on site at one of our places that we come every year, East Aurora Country Club, and we're excited to be here to get you the best local golf talk over the course of the next hour. Coming up on the show here in just one moment, we'll be speaking with the great PGA Pro from East Aurora, David Jones. He's on set here and inside their beautiful clubhouse, so we'll have him coming on in just one moment. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, going to talk about preferred lies this week. If you're playing golf this week, you may have to implement that. And we'll also, of course, get our check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour Report, LPGA Report, and the most anticipated segment in all of golf, Kevin, our Masters picks that everybody will be looking forward to, especially with how prevalent now the gambling scene is in Western New York and across the world. People are waiting to hear who you're going to pick for the Masters.
I can't wait to hear who I'm going to pick for the Masters. I actually hadn't thought about it until you just said it.
Well, that's your reminder at in 50 minutes, have your pick ready.
Well,
good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Good to be here, present in person.
Yes.
And good to be with you, and great to be here at East Aurora Country. I love being here by the fireplace. As we do our first visit. We come here twice, our first visit, and then the second visit will be on the patio in the spring. But I can't wait to hear, but they've been playing golf. So people are like, oh, when are we going to play golf? Like, look at, they've been playing golf here at East Aurora Country Club. Many clubs are either opening this weekend for some limited play, perhaps. I know other courses, if you're public golfer, Diamond Hawk's opening Monday. Open for that, so we'll be there coming up here soon, I believe, on our...
I think 2 weeks from now we'll be there, yeah.
Our 2022 tour, so places are opening up. It's time to golf, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I saw it. I just tweeted out a couple of pictures. Also, put it on Instagram, too. T to Green on Instagram as well. You can follow us there at T2G Buffalo.
A lot of Brian's personal pictures on that.
That's right. Pay no attention to my picture from last night's dinner. No, just kidding. Before the 18th hole, we got that picture out here in the inside the clubhouse. So if you've never seen it, check out those pictures on Twitter and Instagram.
I look forward to talking to Dave about the course and the changes they made last year. But first, I just want to say this. We have not... It hasn't been verified, right? I think that was a fake account on Twitter yesterday with the Tiger news.
Oh, about him
playing,
yes.
Next week.
I didn't think that was confirmed, correct.
Yeah, it's not, from what I understand, not confirmed. That is not a real account, you know, the Charlie Woods, you know, Twitter that had everybody, you know. It's April 1st yesterday, so even when I first saw the news, I'm like, well, it's April 1st. That hasn't been confirmed. So anyhow, Tiger did go and play a practice round at Augusta National. He had Joe LaCava on the bag, and that's all we know for sure right now. Could be a last-minute decision for Tiger Woods.
Might even play Monday and Tuesday and make a decision.
Well, I think Tiger only plays if he feels he can win. Why Tiger's not a ceremonial guy? Matter of fact, former player that I worked with last week on PGA Tour Live, I'll just say his name, Robert Dameron. Robert believed that St. Andrews would be the return of Tiger this year because it's flatter, it's an easier walk. He felt Augusta National, it's demanding walk for Tiger when you're competing, and you know if he's not ready, that's the toughest test to do.
Yep.
As far as you know, having to walk the rounds there. Now, it's well-groomed and all those things. He knows the golf course, yada, yada, yada. But he felt St. Andrews. But this is great news, at least, that he even went to play a practice round, because that's ahead of what many believed.
As of this moment, he's in the field, so we'll find out. All right, more coming up on the Masters here in a moment. But let's bring in our guest from East Aurora Country Club, the PGA Pro, David Jones, a fine supporter of the show over many years. David, good morning. Thanks for having us here, as always.
Good morning. Always happy to be here.
Dave was here at 4 a.m., grinding the beans for the coffee.
He did.
All those things.
Well, he knows how you like it. You know,
I do have, few things in our contracts, our riders. The M&Ms are all different colors. That's, you know.
I know. He did a great job of giving you the red ones that you like, so that's nice.
Yes. By the way, I don't discriminate. I like all M&Ms.
Very good. All right.
Everyone.
David, welcome to the show again. And yes, Kevin said golf's being played here. It looks like the course is in great condition to play golf. Just we're sitting here inside the clubhouse overlooking 9 and 18. And I think it looks like I could go out and play right after the show. So can I go out and play after the show?
you would have it to yourself with the temperatures, but certainly you could go out and play. We're sort of known for that here, that we're always at least two weeks, sometimes more in front of everybody else around here. The way our topography is and our soil composition, we drain amazingly well. So every spring, our members here are super fortunate, as opposed to some maybe others at different clubs, we get a jump start on it. We battle the same temperatures as everybody around here, but I'd say we've probably had 200 or so rounds played. We've had pens in for about 10 days. Of course, carts aren't out yet, but we have all those golfers chomping at the bit that are going out sometimes just with three clubs and a putter that don't normally walk, and just getting out in Buffalo, New York in March is always a plus.
Now, this is a quick note from the handicap committee to those members that are coming out today. You have to start posting now. We are into April. Start posting. Okay, sorry.
And that's correct. Yeah, today till the 15th of October, I believe, is when we shut it down.
So I know that you know, your superintendent, Drew Thompson, does a great job with the course here. You mentioned the topography, maybe adding a little help to it as well. But this course, every time that I've played it, David, is always in tremendous shape. So no surprise that we being here in the first weekend of April, that it looks great and in playable condition. And you guys obviously have it in prime condition every year in June when we come to watch the great International Junior Masters event that's here. So no surprise that this course is ready to go. I know that you and Drew and his staff, you guys, this is a labor of love for you guys to have this course ready for everybody to play.
It certainly is. And I think I've said this in the recent years that I've joined you on the show, is that it makes my job and everybody's job here so much more easy when your golf course is in perfect shape all the time, that even if you're not playing maybe to your best ability, you'll still recognize the fact that you're in a pretty awesome spot. So as opposed to, you know, other golf courses maybe that don't pay as much attention to the turf health, we do, and that's one of our claims to fame.
Let's talk about number 10. So that was the most major enhancement to the golf course last year, with some tree removal, brush removal on the right side. Oh, just the hole is more open now, and that includes be 13 to par 3 to the left there and behind it. It's such a great look now for both holes, but just talk about why that was done and what the feedback has been from the membership.
So I think first off, you need to recognize that whenever you make an alteration to your golf course, you're not going to get full buy-in. So we did it the right way. We hired Ian Andrew, who's a very prominent architect out of Canada, has done some major golf courses, phenomenal reputation. So we brought him in a number of years back to create a master plan for the golf course. So in doing so, we held a large member meeting so he could explain what we were doing and why we're doing it.
Very rather wise.
Wow. It paid dividends. Then it went through every single committee that you could possibly think of. So we were able to get the member buy-in when we're making any of these changes. Tree removal is always
controversy
of the emotional trees that people have grown up with, and they don't want to see them go. But once they're gone, it's funny how people maybe forget they were even there. So number 10 was likely our least controversial hole when we're going to make a change to it. So anybody that's played here recognizes it's a really, really narrow tee ball off the your opening drive. If you hit it too far, you're in trouble, but you had no place to land it. It was one of those, if you land it X and then 10 yards longer Y, you were dead. And, oh, by the way, it had to be dead straight. Our trees on the right were encroaching in, so you had very little room. And they've gotten so tall that taking them over the trees, that became a shot for those that can do it, which are very few. Yeah. We'll see it in the IJM.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy can do it.
But your average country club member, it was an impossibility. So what we did was we moved the trees back on the right side substantially. We resodded the entire hill there, so it's not just this vacant, stump-ridden area. So they did it the right way. And then on the adjacent side that borders hole number 13, all the trees were removed there. So now if your ball does go in, it has an opportunity to roll down the hill, and then you can still play your second shot to number 10, which is no easy feat, no matter where you are on that hole. So the common thought was, are we making this hole too easy? And the answer is no. The scoring average stayed the same. People are just going to try to get more aggressive. They're going to try to take it farther right, and they're still going to hit those trees. But it gives you the opportunity.
I did.
Right? But it gives you the opportunity to play a hole that I firmly believe in the industry is that holes, although can be quirky, they can be agreed upon or disagreed upon, but they should all play fair. There should be a fair way. And I think that hole was getting to the point that it was becoming borderline unfair on both the accuracy and distance requirements that had to coincide to have an opportunity at a reasonable opportunity at a par.
I think in general, David, we're seeing this, and maybe Kev, you could add in too, because you see so many professional setups with your work for PGA Tour Radio and ESPN Plus now, like how that the course setup, I think, is trying to set it up where there is more decision making, more risk reward sort of thing, but it's not necessarily like you have to play it one certain way. I think that, and maybe with 10 now, that would fit into that category here, that there are different ways to play this hole, but the fact that now you have the option to play it in different ways maybe wasn't necessarily there, like you said earlier, with all the trees being where they are. And I think we're seeing a trend across the country in terms of how they're maybe redesigning courses or taking some trees down here and there that, as you said, might initially people might think that in a negative way, but if it opens up more options or if it gives you different sort of decisions to make, I think that's what makes golf a little bit more fun then, that you have that decision. We know there's so much physically to play with golf with the swing, but the mental side of what can I do here, what options do I have, I think that's a huge part of why I love the game.
And I also think that when you're designing golf courses or furthermore redesigning golf courses with the explosion of the growth in the game, and we don't see that slowing down anytime soon, We have to be able to thoughtfully, if you're going to make adjustments to your golf course, you don't want to make it easier for the stronger players, but you want to make it more playable for the beginners or the ones that are still trying to find their way. And walking that line has been very informative to me, listening to the architect speak, listening to Drew explain it to me when we're doing different things out there of why we're doing this. You know, there might be a bunker in play, but is it really in play? Or if we remove that, does that make it easier? Likely no for the better player, because they're coming in high typically, so that bunker might not even be in their sight path. But maybe that beginner golfer that needs to use the ground a little bit more and roll it up. So you're accomplishing two different things there with just removing one bunker. And educating your members on that is critical, because when you just start pulling bunkers out around green complexes, they automatically assume, for the most part, that you're making the hole easier. You are, but you're making it easier for a targeted group. So you're not going to affect your club champion, because that person has no, he doesn't even know that bunker, or she doesn't even know that bunker is there. They're coming over it. Now, the higher handicaps, players that struggle with distance maybe, isn't it more fun if you can roll the ball up onto the green? So your handicap is going to come down, but not to the competing for a club championship overnight. So what we're doing is we're keeping you engaged by finding the right moves to make on a golf course without alienating either group.
Absolutely. That is when players on the PGA Tour are asked favorite golf courses, more often than not, they talk about courses where it does not favor any particular shot shape, doesn't favor the player that hits the draw or the fade, most fade it now anyways. But it also are golf courses where decision-making comes in, do I play the ball up or down, you know, along the ground. I can't think of the name of the place where they just played the President's Cup the last time in Australia, but a lot of people, Royal Melbourne, a lot of people, even from here, say Royal Melbourne, and you play the ball down there a lot. Like the pros play it down on the ground. So where there's options, there's some thinking involved with that, and that hole now brings that option in for everybody, number 10 does. Because prior to it, you had to, unless you hit this amazingly high draw far, which a few of you listening do, you know, you'd have to hit a laser cut, right? you know, at that left edge and bring it back. It's a very difficult shot to pull off there. So now there's so many options for it. And into that hole, you can play the ball down on 10 up the hill.
And I think you really sort of echoed what we were thinking when we were making this decision, or the membership was making the decision, was when the hole was originally designed, when the trees were at normal height and weren't encroaching or leaning in, it was a fantastic hole. But as the years go by, and as Mother Nature takes over growth, and the trees become way larger than had planned, and then their canopies lean over more than you anticipate, how it was designed and how it's playing today were two different things. So we had to get it back to where it was a great hole, where it was slowly moving into, and moving faster as of late, into more of an unplayable hole or an unfair hole. So again, you'll find folks that don't necessarily love the change, but they probably don't like much change, and that's okay. The traditionalists are always welcome in their opinions, and a lot of them are right. But this one, I think we had more buy-in, and I think we'll have close to 100% buy-in once we open it up this spring and they get out and see the difference.
Sure, and you know, next week's golf course, Augusta National, off and on them, like, so they have trees in there, but you know, they could put a tree in the next day. I think they did that last year in a practice round, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, this amazing tree, but
they may have a connection to get a tree quicker than you and I can for our yard.
Well, yeah, they have it. Well, they got a tree farm on property, an arboretum on property.
Yes.
So anyway, but they're able to do those things. But at Augusta National, because we've seen it all the time, you can play from the trees. It's playable, where you can play a second shot. You may not have a direct line, but it's playable. This week, if you're watching the Valero Texas Open, one of the criticisms of the golf course, but it's also part of Texas Hill Country where it's at, is if you're offline, and just look at hole number 9, one of the most difficult holes, you go right. Kevin Na made the 16 there because he tried to play out of the scrub brush and stuff over on the right, and he kept it. You know, there's all these little rocks and cacti that are around there. So players are playing it left, but more often than not, they're just pitching back into the fairway. It's playable, but they getting to the green is not. And sometimes there's just rocks in the way, and they'll take an unplayable line. Matter of fact, Jimmy Herman did it in round one, and he dropped in the cart path. And he placed in the cart path because that was the best point of relief that didn't involve a rock or a cacti where, you know, guys are hurting their wrists. Kevin Tway hurt his wrist. Two players have hurt their wrists this week hitting shots out of there. So being playable when out of position, I think it also is a factor, and you can do that now on 10.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a number of holes that we're identifying that we can try to get that same thoughtful process in play without changing the overall feel of Easter Rook. That we've been around for a long time, as everybody knows. So changing the overall feel of the golf course is not the goal, but making it more playable in a thoughtful way is a nice, and if we can blend that the same way we did 10, we're on a good path.
David Jones, the PGA professional here at East Aurora Country Club, joining us. Brian Colsey along with Kevin Sylvester. Tee to Green here on the air every Saturday, 7 to 8 on WGR. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week in a moment and our Masters preview and picks. You mentioned these renovations, and Kevin, you talked about more playable. I would assume in all of this, the architect, the superintendent, the PGA pro, this all helps with pace of play too, doesn't it? And I would guess that with golf booming as it is, that's an important factor for you, someone that's obviously wanting the experience to be good and for all your members and players.
Absolutely. Whenever you can make a golf hole that plays fair, you're not searching for your golf ball. And again, walking that fine line of making it not too easy, your rounds come in under four. We've been known for that since my arrival, so 7 years ago, and I'm sure many, many years prior to that, that we move around this property in a pretty good clip. If you remember back in the 4 or 5 years ago when membership recruitment was number one importance to all golf clubs, you know, that was the other really selling point, was that, hey, we don't have tee times here. You move around fast. Golf course is awesome. Why not? So that has not gone away over the last several years. So the members that have joined and gotten us to our capacity number have all bought into that philosophy. So these smart moves on the golf course will only help that as your bodies on property increase.
Did I hear that capacity number? So if someone's interested, they're on a wait list.
That's correct. Yes, we experienced that last year for the first time in a long time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So now it's an opportunity for us to really do what we were trained to do in the industry, is provide an exceptional golfing experience. Prior to that, there was a lot of wearing different hats, trying to recruit people. So you're a membership person one day, or the golf professional the next day, or the teaching professional the day after. So now it's not that you can ever lose sight of that, because it could switch overnight. So, you know, moving to more of an experience-based membership committee and director rather than all your attention to recruitment has been a breath of fresh air. We were really, and I like to clarify for us, is that, you know, everybody attributes our going to capacity was, you know, the COVID bump. The COVID bump helped, but we were having a really nice steady growth for the prior 4 years that I was, or 5 years leading into that. We were having a net gain of 12 to 15 members a year. So something was happening. It was bubbling. And then what COVID did for us, which I like to clarify when I speak with people sometimes, is that what hit us was we would budget for a 10% attrition every year when we hit the winter months for a variety of reasons. But COVID took that away. People recognized or realized that they wanted to be outside. They wanted to spend time with their family. So that dropped to about 3%. So in a normal recruitment year, if you're only pulling from a 3% loss versus a 10% loss, we hit our number very quickly and established our waiting list and we were off and running. So it's been a great 24 months.
That's awesome.
For golf, I will not, yeah, not for everything else, but for golf, yeah, we've had a good run.
Well, that's one of the positives with the pandemic, and it is what it's done for the game of golf, the growth, and kind of reignited the business. Those of us who've been in it the whole time, we knew how great this game was, and not just the game, but the everything around the game, the social aspect of it, the quality time that you spend with your family, the mental health aspects of playing golf. To me, what do you mean mental health? I got so frustrating. No, but being outside, getting away from, you know, throwing the phone in the golf bag and not looking at it, you know, checking TD Green's Instagram thing every 5 minutes. All those things that matter in it, and just being able to laugh at yourself, hitting good shots, the achievement of it, all the things that go into the game that we've all known, that some people have discovered or rediscovered.
For me, the greatest observation, and everybody has their own, right? Everybody has their own buckets they're trying to fill. But slowing down and spending time with your family, for me to see the fathers and the sons, mothers and sons and daughters coming out and spending, even if it's 9 holes, together, that's really increased over the last 18 months. So something changed, and likely it was because of the situation we were in. But I'm still seeing it today now that we're sort of exiting that situation to a certain capacity, to watch the families come out here on Sundays that we had a few, now we have a bunch.
Yeah.
And that's fun to see.
I would agree. David Jones with us from East Aurora Country Club. Let's get in our Western
York. Can I ask a quick question before we do the Western York PGA Tip of the Week? While we have David here, International Junior Masters. Expected to be back to international squads coming, more international squads coming. Like, I know the group from Chile used to come.
Yep. And, yep.
So, anyways, yeah, so if you can talk on that. I know we'll talk about that in June, but real quick.
So, super excited this year. Paul O'Brien, our tournament player recruitment director, we had a conversation a week or so ago, and he's expecting us to be our strongest field in history. It's that that big of a deal.
We're awesome.
Colombia's returning, Mexico's returning, Australia's returning, Peru. We just got a letter that our defending champion, Marianas, Peruvian.
She
had her schedule up in the air, but is now going to be able to attend. So, according to those that are seeing the names on the list, it's setting up anyway right now to be a highly talented, skilled field that are going to be representing their countries and their games here at East Aurora.
That's great.
Yeah,
great to hear.
You're very excited about that.
Yeah, we will be here in June doing our show to preview the event. Last year got a chance to talk to a couple of the participants as well. Added a girls division as well, so that's exciting to hear that's continuing. It went so well last year, so we're looking forward to that. And that week, if you want to come out and watch, David, I know that you encourage the public to come out and watch the next group of young rising stars.
Please do. And if you don't, you'll be sorry that you didn't. We provide a super welcoming experience here. You just drive in on property. We've got volunteers everywhere. You'll never feel out of place or uncomfortable with your surroundings. You have any questions about where you want to be or who you'd specifically want to watch, we have folks that'll get you there, so you're not wandering aimlessly around our property if you've not been here. It's just a again, you both have been here to see it. To see it is it's hard to put it into words. Once you do have an opportunity to witness it, it changes your perspective on junior golf completely.
My favorite part is even just what you guys do every year is you drive in, you see all the flags, and you realize like how many people from how many different countries and families are here. And I just think that's what makes that event really, really cool. It's not just people from the U.S. and Canada. It's all over the world, and they travel from from half the planet from one side to the other to get here to play.
I expect you to say the hot dogs. You told me the hot dogs.
Well, that's it.
Your favorite part last year. All right. Let's get to our tip of the week.
All right. Western Europe PGA tip of the week brought to you by the Western Europe PGA. Western Europe PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. If you're playing today, you may get a muddy ball, Kev, right?
Yeah, mud balls, perhaps, preferred lies. You may hear your professionals say preferred lies. You may see that on telecasts at times, preferred lies, playing
the ball
up. They
did that at
the
Players Championship a few weeks ago, right?
Ball up, lift clean in place, all those terms. Explain what that is and how to properly do it.
Gotcha. So, yes, in Western New York, in the spring and the fall, you're typically going to be encountering some turf conditions that require you to move the mud off the golf ball. That's really the main reason that we do that. It's my belief that you should never do it, so we do it very rarely here. We'll do it. And I'll send my assistants out in the morning to hit shots just so I have an argument to stand on. So I might have one member that had a piece of mud on his ball on one hole. Well, that doesn't require us to flip the entire field to that point. So we do a good job here of making sure that we've tested all the low-lying areas to ensure a good competition. Lift clean in place is simply And there's two things you really want to highlight when you're looking at your rule sheet. So lift, clean, and place is something that you would play more in a scramble. You lift it, you clean it, you place your golf ball. And typically, there's a guideline as to how close you can place that golf ball to its original position. We use the term lift, clean, and replace, both here and in our International Junior Masters, which is a completely different definition for what we're trying to accomplish. Lift, clean, and place is simply that. Lift it, clean it, place it. Lift, clean, and replace, put the ball exactly where you got it from. There's no difference. And if you don't put that on the rule sheet, it can be misinterpreted, and then the rules officials are in a quandary. It's tough to make sure that it's equitable to everybody. If certain players maybe have been moving it, if it's lift, clean, and place, and then you're more tournament-driven or putting it back in the same spot. So in any competition, you want to make it equitable. So on our rule sheets, we're very clear based on what event we're going to do. If it's a fun Saturday afternoon, we'll use the word lift, clean, and place, meaning scorecard length, something to have fun with. But if we're creating a more competitive environment, we will switch that word, and we'll be very cautious to the players off the first tee. Please understand this definition. If you don't understand the difference, we'll stand here and walk you through as long as you need to, but you do not have carte blanche as to where you want to put that ball once you pull it out of play. And the process is simply marking your golf ball. We allow it, and most events only allow it in the closely mown areas. I get the question every single week, is fringe closely mown? Yes, it is. So anywhere that's closely mown, fairways, greens, collars, we allow for lift, clean, and place, or lift, clean, and replace based on the event. You're provided the opportunity to pull the ball out of play, clean it off, and set it back down in a more fair opportunity to make your next strike. Again, one of those 50-50 decisions generally. You'll have 50% of the field that are traditionalists and never want to touch their golf ball, 50% that maybe have had a few rough lies, and walking that line to make sure that the entire field, and I won't say the entire field's happy, but the entire field can recognize at the conclusion of the event that it was done with equity in mind.
Yep. Okay, that was explained extremely well. Thank you for clearing that up, David. I like that lift, clean, and replace versus lift, clean, and place. Good stuff there. Our Western Europe PGA tip of the week. Of course, if you want to contact David or the local PGA pro at the course near you to get yourself started with golf, we would encourage that. You can also check out all the great programs that the Western Europe PGA has at their website, wnypga.com. And we're just looking forward to what should be a great spring, a lot of great events. I know we all have three sets of families here. We're involved in junior golf and all the great programs that the Western Europe PGA has. So you can start signing up for that.
Registered for Junior League.
Yep. There's Junior League. There's Junior Tour. There's the Drive, Chip, and Putt. And all those registrations are open, David, correct?
They're all open. And I just wanted to circle back real quick to that capacity point on membership. That is for our full members. We are open for juniors. We don't have a necessarily limit for junior golf. We stand behind that as good as any club I've ever been associated with. So if you hear that clubs are at full capacity and you have a youth that you're trying to get involved, don't be afraid to ask that club, do you have a junior membership available? More times than not, they will. Yeah. It might come with some restrictions is why they can do that, so they're not getting too busy on the tee sheet.
You're not teeing up at 7:30 on Saturday morning.
That's correct. So we have more room for that group of golfers.
Sure.
So don't be intimidated or discouraged when you make that phone call to the club to check on memberships for your son or daughter for a full membership. Just make sure you ask the next question. How can I get them involved? And then maybe you can go on the wait list until something opens up, and then we're back together. So there are paths or avenues to get the family back out there.
Great idea. David, thank you as always for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. David Jones, PGA Pro here at East Aurora. We'll take a quick timeout on TD Green. When we come back, Kevin and I will look ahead to next week's Masters at Augusta National as we roll on here from East Aurora. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being up with us here on a Saturday morning on TD Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Welcome back on Tee to Green. We're live at East Aurora Country Club inside the beautiful clubhouse. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester with you. Big thanks to PGA Pro David Jones for joining us last segment. If you missed any of our discussion, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com in just a little bit. We'll also tweet out the link as well. Coming up later this morning at Brian WGR. But you heard it's time for the PGA Tour leaderboard, the Valero Texas Open. And a man that probably is familiar with playing in Texas, Ryan Palmer, is your leader. Minus 10. He's got a two-shot lead on Matt Kuchar, another guy that had a good track record of playing well, Kev, on those courses down in Texas.
Well, Ryan Palmer is a member of Colonial, so yes, he plays Texas golf. He would love to win this event in his state's Open. You know, he knows how to flight the golf ball. He knows how to play it down when needed on that golf course. And it requires so many great shots and tee balls and playing in the wind. I mean, they had 25-mile-per-hour gusts yesterday. It took forever to play the round of golf because of those winds. But, yeah, Ryan Palmer, you know, in position here. But there's a lot of golf to be played over the wind and the hill country at Valero.
Yeah, so some other bigger names along the way that you may want to be aware of where they are. Tony Finau. He's at 3 under par. The leader, as we said, is Palmer at 10. So he is 7 off the lead. Finau is, to me, I think he's been surprisingly that he hasn't been better this year. I finally got the win last year in the playoff. Mm-hmm. I thought he'd come out and have a great start to the season, but hasn't been as good, I think, as maybe I thought he would be.
Well, he lost his father-in-law earlier this year, and, you know, he's a big family man, and, you know, I perhaps had some effect on him. But he hasn't played Tony Finau-type golf, so it's time for him certainly to get it going. And perhaps maybe this is a week. Did you see Jordan Spieth's 3-putt from 3 feet, 3
yes.
inches?
I was just going to mention, he's at 2 under. He's 8 back. He'll be one of the favorites next week at Augusta, but that was crazy. The first putt, you see this video, and you're thinking, well, why is this video on social media? Well, he must miss it. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe he missed that. And then he misses the next one, which was even obviously.
I think he got gusted on the first one and is careless on the second. Like wind affects putts way more than you think it does, right? We all think about shots in the air, but winds can, you know, especially when you get gusted, it's called, it blow the ball offline very easily.
Rory McIlroy misses the cut. He's always a story going to the Masters until he wins it because he needs it still for his Grand Slam, Kev. Again, Rory is the ultimate Jekyll and Hyde player, right? I mean, when he's on, he's the best in the world. But within his rounds, it's essentially a description of what his golf years are like. He'll have three amazing, he'll go birdie, 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 and then he'll go double, and then he'll go triple, and then another eagle. You know, like, his scorecards are littered with circles and double circles and squares, and but he just, can he be consistent for four rounds next week? That's, it's hard to say. I think it's hard to bet on him to say that he will, just because we haven't seen it that consistently as of late.
Yeah, I mean, we all want it to happen for Rory McIlroy, but yeah, he hasn't been, you know, he won back in the fall, but, you know, that seems like forever ago for Rory McIlroy. And this is a guy who plays, you know, tees it up to win every week. So he's going for shots. He's going for shots, right? I mean, he's not playing conservatively. So that's why some of those big numbers come into play, because Rory's going for it every time. Finishing 10th doesn't matter, Rory McIlroy.
I would agree. Champions Tour Report now, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. The Rapiscan Systems Classic in Biloxi, Mississippi. And after one round, Padraig Harrington and Tim Herron are your leaders. They are at 5 under par. Stephen Ames and David McKenzie are one shot back. Retief Goosen amongst the large group at 3 under par that are two behind. There's your look at the Champions Tour. And the Chevron Championship is the LPGA event this week.
It's the last time it's out there out west. And Rancho Mirage,
yeah,
where they jump in the water,
yeah,
the old dinosaur. This is the last time. It's moving next year.
Hinako Shibuno is your leader, -9. Ani Park is, and Jennifer Kuchko, you might remember her from her that great amateur matchup, one shot back at -8. We should also mention that going into today, Kev, is the final round of the Augusta Women's
Amateur yes.
event. They play two of them, I believe, at Augusta Country Club, and then the final round goes to Augusta for those that make the cut. And it just turns into a great week for Masters Week with this event kicking it off on Saturday, drive, chip, and putt tomorrow morning on Sunday morning. And then, of course, it leads into the arrival of the pros, the Champions Dinner on Tuesday, the par three on Wednesday, and then obviously round one on Thursday.
And in our business, the broadcasting business, we all want to be Jim Nantz starting today. You get the final four, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the championship game Monday night, and then you go do the Masters.
It's the best week in broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take the final four in the Masters for sure. I'd love to be in on that Champions Dinner. So speaking of the Champions Dinner, Hideki Matsuyama withdrew from the Valero yesterday, right? He said he's got some neck issues.
Yes.
And he obviously wants to defend his title next week. I hope for his sake that this was just precautionary, because it was such a big story for Matsuyama to win. We know in terms of what it meant to his homeland in Japan, but I mean, just the fame and fortune that he got from that, but the notoriety, what it brings to golf to grow the game, it would be a real shame if he wasn't able to play next week.
Yeah, this has been lingering for a month with Hideki Matsuyama. So, not great news. You know, he played last year in the Valero Texas Open, and I was there covering the event for PGA Tour Radio, and I remember seeing him, Brian, with, you know, the portable lights on, working on his putting after the second round, just working on it and working on it and working on it. And he wins the next week, the Masters. Has a beard. Had a beard in round one. It was weird to see Hideki Matsuyama with a beard. But he had a beard going. Trying to change the mojo, I guess. But anyway, he withdrew, so we'll see. A lot of questions going to the Masters. Will the defending champion play due to neck injury?
Will Tiger? We mentioned
Will
that
Tiger
already.
Play? We'll have to wait and see that. Will Rory get his game back in time? And just who's the favorite going in? It's got to be Scottie Scheffler, right?
He's on fire. John Rahm officially is the Vegas favorite right now. Bryson DeChambeau missed the cut, had a bad 2 days, didn't break par in either day, Kev. Yeah, he's coming off of injury, didn't look great. I mean, so his game's not at its best. Yeah, there's a lot of questions coming into next week. Okay, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll break down more of what we think will play out next week at Augusta National as we roll on here from East Aurora Country Club. Along with Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green from East Aurora Country Club on the way after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Ah, yes. We'll be hearing this theme a lot this week, the Masters theme. We welcome you back here to Tee to Green. Brian Colsey along with Kevin Sylvester. We're live at East Aurora Country Club as we are inside the beautiful clubhouse in front of the fireplace. And that music, Kev, means it's Masters week. We got here. The Augusta Women's Amateur event wraps up today, which will be on television that you can watch as well. I believe NBC has the broadcast rights to that. And then tomorrow, Drive, Chip, and Putt. If you never watched it, watch it. It's the finals tomorrow morning on Golf Channel. And then, of course, Masters coverage all week. ESPN has the first 2 days, and CBS has the weekend. And we'll be hearing this theme throughout. So we kind of went through some of the storylines. If Tiger plays, I think that goes to number one, right? Him returning from the accident, the rehab, coming back in. If he plays, I think that's going to be primo story number one.
Brian, of course, it will be primo. No, I feel like I got to bring it down to talk Masters. Yes, I mean, if Tiger Woods tees it up on Thursday, and it may take up until that final moment, right? He'll probably be there practicing. Why go play, you know, if you can get through it and go practice? I mean, I think it all depends on what's after the round. Like, you know, all the things he probably has to do to prepare himself to play, it's probably a lot more than you think. And so, you know, if he's able to do it, he'll do it. He's Tiger Woods, right? He does a great job of lowering expectations all the time, right? The last time we heard him speak, well, you know, I'm still a long way to go, yada, yada, yada. I'm just chipping and putting. And, you know, he's been working his tail off to try to get back and compete in the Masters.
Five green jackets. Nicholas has the most with six. Jack, by the way, said he's not going to participate in the par three event this year, which is on Wednesday. But let's talk about who can win. John Rahm's the betting favorite at 9-1. Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas are right there at 12-1. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, 14-1. Cameron Smith, who won the Players' Championship, he and Scottie Scheffler are 16-1. Koepka, Cantlay, Hovland, 18-1. Schauffele, DeChambeau, 20-1. So there's kind of your top 12. What name jumps off the board, Kev, when we're looking at the favorites here, at least the top 12 names there that I just mentioned?
Well, you know, so the one thing we know, there's two things you have to do at Augusta National to win. You've got to drive the ball well, and you've got to putt well. And so that eliminates some folks right there. Rahm hasn't been putting well, right? He's even changed some putters and stuff. So he's struggled more. Kawa's struggled with the flat stick. I mean, there's two guys that pop out to me. I mean, Cameron Smith putts it so well, but he drives it all over the ball yard. That might be difficult to do. Scottie Scheffler and Justin Thomas. I think it'll be one of those two players. And I mean, how do you not pick Scottie Scheffler? The guy's the hottest golfer on the planet right now.
He is on fire. JT's been getting closer. His Masters performances to start his career, not as good as it had been in other majors, but he's been getting closer in these last few years.
Here's the X factor. Scottie Scheffler, right? He's won three times because he's changed caddies. Got Teddy Scott in the bag, who's been on the bag for two Masters championships from Bubba Watson. So I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
All right. I think if there's a guy at the top, maybe that can do it. Victor Hovland seems like he's ready to break through and win one. I don't know if his putting can test
it's
on the greens.
It's not his putting, it's his wedge play.
Yeah, can he get it closer to know where to place it on the greens? If there's a guy from down the board that I think's had a good year that can win here, I think maybe Billy Horschel.
I was just going to say, look out for Billy Ho.
Yeah, he's had a really, really good year. So those are our picks on the Masters. Hey, if you want to get involved and have your own pick, you can get in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. Go to our Tee to Green Twitter handle at T2GBuffalo. It's the top tweet right there. You can get in our Fantasy League. It's free. We've got great prizes to give away each month, courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming. And it's a one-and-done league, so you pick one for this week. The league starts this week with the Masters, so make sure you sign up. I'll tweet out the link at Brian WGR here right after the show. But you can get in our fantasy league, compete against me and Kevin and Jeff. So, I mean, what more thrill could that be?
A few thrills in life. Hey, I want to take a quick moment. Yesterday was the last day at Channel 2 for Jim Tolnar, the president and general manager. And Jim is an avid golfer, and that's how I met Jim, 17, 18 years ago, was through a conversation at a charity event through the game of golf. And from that bred the Tee to Green TV show that's been on Channel 2 and will be again this year in its 17th year in May, our spring special that we produce every year. So I just wanted to thank Jim for all he's done for TD Green TV show, but all he's done for the various charities around Western New York, and you know what he's done with charity events. I've played in many with him, but he supported a lot of endeavors with that through Channel 2 and on his own accord in Western New York with charity. So, Jim, well done, and now you get to play every day golf, and I know that's that'd be something that you'll be probably playing today right now up at Niagara Falls Country Club. But congratulations, Jim, on an amazing career.
Congrats. Yeah, I've played with Jim in a few events, and as you said, great charitable work that he does, but leading the way at Channel 2 and a supporter of Tee to Green. Jim, we thank you for what you do to help golf here in Western New York. All right, big thanks to everybody here at East Aurora Country Club. David Jones, the PGA Pro, for joining us. Thank you, David. And feel free to reach out to David if you got a junior that you want, your son or daughter, or as he mentioned, anything about possibly being a membership here. Contact David Jones here at East Aurora. For Zach Jones,
our clubs, man.
We should have.
It looks nice out.
The sun's peeking out. Yeah. And the course looks great. Mm. Zach Jones back in our studios. Thank you very much, Zach. For Kevin Sylvester, and yes, Jeff Midas will be back with us next week. I'm Brian Colziel. Next week we'll be at Pendleton Creek in North Tonawanda, our master show. Join us every Saturday, 7 o'clock, Tee to Green, right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Ah, yes, we'll be hearing this theme a lot this week, the Masters theme. We welcome you back here to Tee to Green. Brian Colziel along with Kevin Sylvester. We're live at East Aurora Country Club as we are inside the beautiful clubhouse in front of the fireplace. And that music, Kev, means it's Masters week. We got here. The Augusta Women's Amateur event wraps up today, which will be on television that you can watch as well. I believe NBC has the broadcast rights to that. And then tomorrow, Drive, Chip, and Putt. If you never watched it, watch it. It's the finals tomorrow morning on Golf Channel. And then, of course, Masters coverage all week. ESPN has the first 2 days, and CBS has the weekend. And we'll be hearing this theme throughout. So we kind of went through some of the storylines. If Tiger plays, I think that goes to number one, right? Him returning from the accident, the rehab, coming back in. If he plays, I think that's going to be primo story number one.
Brian, of course, it will be primo. No, I feel like I got to bring it down to talk Masters. Yes. I mean, if Tiger Woods tees it up on Thursday, and it may take up until that final moment, right? He'll probably be there practicing. Why go play, you know, if you can get through it and go practice? I mean, I think it all depends on what's after the round. Like, you know, all the things he probably has to do to prepare himself to play. It's probably a lot more than you think. And so, you know, if he's able to do it, he'll do it. He's Tiger Woods, right? He does a great job of lowering expectations all the time, right? The last time we heard him speak, well, you know, I'm still a long way to go, yada, yada, yada. I'm just chipping and putting. And, you know, he's been working his tail off to try to get back and compete in the Masters.
Five green jackets. Nicholas has the most with six. Jack, by the way, said he's not going to participate in the par 3 event this year, which is on Wednesday. But let's talk about who can win. John Rahm's the betting favorite at 9-1. Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas are right there at 12-1. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, 14-1. Cameron Smith, who won the Players' Championship, he and Scotty Scheffler are 16-1. Koepka, Cantlay, Hovland, 18-1. Schauffele, DeChambeau, 20-1. So there's kind of your top 12. What name jumps off the board, Kev, when we're looking at the favorites here, at least the top 12 names there that I just mentioned?
Well, you know, so the one thing we know, there's two things you have to do at Augusta National to win. You've got to drive the ball well, and you've got to putt well. And so that eliminates some folks right there. Rahm hasn't been putting well, right? He's even changed some putters and stuff, so he's struggled more. Kawa's struggled with the flat stick. I mean, there's two guys that pop out to me. I mean, Cameron Smith putts it so well, but he drives it all over the ball yard. That might be difficult to do. Scotty Scheffler and Justin Thomas. Those are I think it'll be one of those two players. And I mean, how do you not pick Scotty Scheffler? The guy's the hottest golfer on the planet right now.
He is on fire. JT's been getting closer. His Masters performances to start his career, not as good as it had been in other majors, but he's been getting closer in these last few years.
Here's the X factor. Scotty Scheffler, right? He's won three times because he's changed caddies. Got Teddy Scott in the bag, who's been on the bag for two Masters championships from Bubba Watson. So I'm going to go with Scotty Scheffler.
All right. I think if there's a guy at the top, maybe that can do it. Victor Hovland seems like he's ready to break through and win one. I don't know if his putting can test
it's
on the greens.
It's not his putting, it's his wedge play.
Yeah, can he get it close enough to know where to place it on the greens? If there's a guy from down the board that I think's had a good year that can win here, I think maybe Billy Horschel.
I was just going to say, look out for Billy Ho.
Yeah, he's had a really, really good year. So those are our picks on the Masters. Hey, if you want to get involved and have your own pick, you can get in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. Go to our Tee to Green Twitter handle at T2GBuffalo. It's the top tweet right there. You can get in our Fantasy League. It's free. We've got great prizes to give away each month, courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming. And it's a one-and-done league, so you pick one for this week. The league starts this week with the Masters, so make sure you sign up. I'll tweet out the link at Brian WGR here right after the show. But you can get in our fantasy league, compete against me and Kevin and Jeff. So, I mean, what more thrill could that be?
I mean, a few thrills in life. Hey, I want to take a quick moment. Yesterday was the last day at Channel 2 for Jim Tolnar, the president and general manager. And Jim is an avid golfer, and that's how I met Jim, 18 years ago, was through a conversation at a charity event through the game of golf. And from that bred the Tee to Green TV show that's been on Channel 2 and will be again this year in its 17th year in May, our spring special that we produce every year. So I just wanted to thank Jim for all he's done for TD Green TV show, but all he's done for the various charities around Western New York, and you know what he's done with charity events. I've played in many with him, but he supported a lot of endeavors with that through Channel 2 and on his own accord in Western New York with charity. So, Jim, well done, and now you get to play every day golf, and I know that's that'd be something that you'll be. He's probably playing today right now up at Niagara Falls Country Club. But congratulations, Jim, on an amazing career.
Congrats. Yeah, I've played with Jim in a few events. And as you said, great charitable work that he does. But leading the way at Channel 2 and a supporter of Tee to Green, Jim, we thank you for what you do to help golf here in Western New York. All right, big thanks to everybody here at East Aurora Country Club. David Jones, the PGA Pro, for joining us. Thank you, David. And feel free to reach out to David if you've got a junior that you want, your son or daughter, or as he mentioned, anything about possibly being a membership here. Contact David Jones here at East Aurora. For Zach Jones.
Our clubs, man.
We should have.
It looks nice out.
The sun's peeking out. Yeah. The course looks great. Zach Jones back in our studios. Thank you very much, Zach. For Kevin Sylvester. And yes. Jeff Midas will be back with us next week. I'm Brian Colziel. Next week we'll be at Pendleton Creek in North Tonawanda, our master show. Join us every Saturday, 7 o'clock, Tee to Green, right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.